So we were talking about pets as an uncommon economic indicator. We're also spinning that project off and crowdsourcing packable lunches this week off our uncommon economic indicators. Thanks to everyone who have submitted your really fun ideas, many of them, for brown bag lunches that don't bore the palate. Keep your ideas coming. Follow the links at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And by the end of the week, we'll have a great resource for everyone who wants to be good and bring lunch to work, but not be bored. So for a few minutes to talk about new ideas for lunch is Kathy Chan, who writes the blog A Passion for Food and contributes to Serious Eats and Midtown Lunch. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. So as I understand it, you're fairly new to the Northeast. You moved here from Hawaii?
I did, just about a year and a half ago.
And now tell me if this is Hawaii food, because the one that really jumped out at us, Spam Sushi.
Yes.
What in the world?
Well, okay, most people here call it spam sushi, but in Hawaii it's known as spam musubis. And basically they're rectangular rolls, I guess, that layer rice, spam, and furikake, and we wrap the whole thing in seaweed. And it's like portable, wrap the whole thing in plastic, dump it in your handbag, eat it whenever you want.
And I hate to say it, but spam sales are evidently an uncommon economic indicator of their own. They're exceeding sales forecasts in the last quarter. Did you know that?
Yes, I did. And there was a big New York Times article, I believe, a few weeks ago on spam.
And very big in Hawaii, I read. Is that true?
Yes. I've had it probably every day of my life growing up there. McDonald's sells spam. All the local restaurants do, convenience stores.
McDonald's sells spam.
Yes, the breakfast special, rice, eggs, and spam.
So there are several posts about ramen noodles on our lunch list on our page. Here's one. This is for folks at the bottom. I'm a broke actor. I work temp jobs where purchased food is far too expensive. Buy an inexpensive wide-mouth thermos to bring soup. Use a ramen noodles pack. Don't boil. Noodles will be mushy. Break up dry noodles enough to fit in the thermos. Mix the flavor pack in boiling water and pour over the noodles and seal. Was there one recipe on the list that you liked?
I like the one submitted by Nat for cold sesame noodles. Basically, you know, boil soba noodles, somen noodles, and then cool it, toss it with soy sauce, peanut butter, chili oil, and garlic. And it sounds like a strange combination, but it is awesome.
And Nat writes, because I have that post right here, they are meant to be eaten cold, so you can eat them straight from the fridge.
Right.
And you have one other recipe that, like spam, combines processed food with home cooking. This is ketchup fried rice. Do I actually have that right?
Yes. I grew up eating that because my grandma, who immigrated over from Vietnam, when she came to Hawaii, she tried to merge like Hawaii culture with whatever she brought from Vietnam, and she got this thing that was ketchup fried rice. Basically, you brown garlic, throw in plain cooked white rice, and then ketchup and fry it all up.
Wow. So we're getting back to the Reagan days, like ketchup is a vegetable.
Exactly.
And one other post that brings up an interesting etiquette question. Somebody wrote, my Indian friends and family have been packing their lunches all these years, much to the dismay, amusement, awe of their American coworkers. It is usually their last evening's dinner. I'm sure that once Americans start bringing cooked food, they will not make a big deal about curry, garlic, and similar strong-smelling food wafting around the air-conditioned, heated, and cloistered office spaces at lunchtimes. So that's I guess the etiquette question is, I don't know, if other people aren't used to the aromas of your background's food.
Right, that's hard, especially I have a lot of friends who are trying to eat healthier by, you know, eating more fish. And then when you microwave fish, the whole kitchen pantry is going to smell. And it's, you know, a question of, like, your health versus, like, etiquette in the kitchen or in the office. And that's a sore subject.
Yeah, then if you're really, really broke, then you just steal the other people's food from the company refrigerator, right?
I've heard many situations of that, have not personally experienced it.
Somebody posted that, and boy, that goes on everywhere. All right, Kathy Chan from Serious Eats, Midtown Lunch, and A Passion for Food. That was fun. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hot dogs, mac and cheese, french fries and ketchup, I'll drown.